Longshoremen and shipping companies have reached a tentative agreement that could end the drawn-out labor dispute at West Coast ports. The contentious fight between shipping lines and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union disrupted commerce throughout the country. It led to backlogs and chaos on the docks that have cost manufacturers, farmers, and retailers billions of dollars. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Kerry Kahn reports.
Yesterday, weary-eyed negotiators emerged from late-night sessions to announce the tentative deal. The six-year contract will give longshoremen increased wages, pensions, and other benefits. In exchange, shipping companies will get the freedom to bring in new, efficient cargo tracking technology to the ports and revamp the current cumbersome arbitration process. Federal negotiator Peter Hurtgen, who mediated the court-ordered talks for the past 6 weeks, declined to give details about the pact until the union's rank and file sees the contract. But he says the bargaining was intensive and the agreement hammered out is historic.
So it provides stability for the industry and for the economy that is dependent on this industry.
It's been a long and acrimonious road to the agreement. Along the way, the shipping companies and terminal operators locked longshoremen out of the ports for 10 days. President Bush intervened, invoking the seldom-used Taft-Hartley Act to get a court order to reopen the docks. But despite the bad blood, President of the Pacific Maritime Association, Joseph Miniacci, says it's time to rebuild trust and cooperation.
And whatever happened in the past, we just take it, put it aside, and go with our futures.
Shipping lines had been feeling the heat from major retailers, worried that the continuing backlog of cargo at major West Coast ports would delay holiday shipments. Miniacci denied he settled the dispute due to pressure from major businesses and joked when asked if Christmas deliveries would be on target.
I hope it's more than Target. I hope Walmart and the rest of them get theirs as well.
For union officials, the next couple of months are going to be anything but a holiday. They have to sell the contract to their rank and file. That means explaining the loss of up to 600 jobs when the shipping companies bring in new technology that will eliminate the need for some of the union's highest paid workers. But Richard Trumka of the AFL-CIO, who was brought in to help move the talks forward, says technology will increase productivity and profits, and everyone in the union will benefit.
They can put a bridle on it, they can put a saddle on it, and they can ride that technology into job security and pension security.
ILWU President James Spinoza says he's confident that longshoremen up and down the West Coast will approve the contract.
I'm looking forward to bringing this package to our membership, and once again, feel that this is a great victory for the ILWU and the labor movement.
During a quick lunch break yesterday at the Oakland port, many longshoremen were relieved to hear of a resolution. Lawrence Thibault, a 35-year veteran on the docks, says he's glad the dispute is over, but says the devil is in the details.
It's been a long struggle, but we have no idea what they offered in the last moments of negotiations. It could be good, it could be not good. We don't know.
Longshoremen will hold a caucus in San Francisco on December 9th to discuss the contract. Union officials say the entire rank and file will get their chance to vote in early January. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Kahn in San Francisco.